It's Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Mark Simmet, and live in our Cedar Falls studios, Crash. Welcome back, Crash. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Mark.
It's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
And you have a new project. It's called 2017 The Music. And, you know, usually albums can have a concept, a theme. Breakup albums are popular, right? This isn't a breakup album, is it?
Hopefully not.
Or is it?
Hopefully not.
Well, you talk about division on the album. That's kind of like a breakup of sorts.
Kind of. It's more about getting it together, though. Keeping it together.
There you go. Very positive. Tell us about 2017, The Music, and what it is about.
Okay. It started in 2016 after the results of the election, which, by the way, was on my birthday. November 8th is my birthday. So, yeah, that was happy birthday to me. And, you know, the political landscape completely got turned upside down, as we all know. And it definitely affected the kind of songs that we were already starting to write. The one we just played is the first song on the album, and it represents the time before all the tumultuous political upheaval happened. Very peaceful, the kind of thing that we were writing before anyway, based on a trip that we did to France, which we had just gotten back from when we did the session here last time. Flowers of the Fields, the name of that song. But as you'll start to see through the titles of the other songs that we play, it soon takes a turn. Next song is going to be Billionaire Breeding Grounds. We'll have a song after that called Demon in a White House. We've got Good Old Fashioned News. We've got Tweet Storm, America Free, Division, as you mentioned, and Thank You Late Night. So it's as conceptual as we can be. You know, I think so many times I've tried to do a concept record and it ends up just being a bunch of songs about different things that I claim I've tied together through a universal theme. But this one charged with, you know, some anger about what's happening in the political climate. And we've got a theme that runs through just about every song and cascades with the division, which is, like I said, it's an anti-division. saying that we need to get it together and stay together and work as a whole race to improve our situation. And the best way we can do that is to vote. See our signs back here made by my lovely fiance. Please vote. Although it looks like it says, please vote crash. We're not running for anything. It's please vote love crash. So that is the message that we're coming out with loud and strong. And thank you for having us on here. This is a great medium to deliver that message. I know we may be preaching to the choir. This listener base tends to fall on the same side as most musicians and artists. But if you're on the fence and if you haven't already, get out and vote. It's the only way you can make your voice heard, and we'll see what happens. There's definitely a feeling in the air, and it's pretty exciting and scary at the same time.
And so the idea here is to play 2017, the music in sequence.
Yeah.
So yep. Let us continue. It's Crash on Studio One Tracks.
Thank you.
That's Crash here on Studio One Tracks. I know we said set of three, but the next few couple go together well. So we're going to have a change of plan.
It's makes sense to me.
Spontaneity. It's what it's all about, right?
Right.
Tell us about the event coming up on November 6th, Chris, at Roztalks.
At Roztalks in Rock Island, one of my favorite places on earth just to even be. We get the pleasure of doing our album release party, and we're doing it in conjunction with the midterm elections. We've posted on flyers and put everywhere and said that you get in free with an I voted sticker, just encouraging people to get out and vote. I've had a couple people tell me that's illegal to offer anything for free in exchange for vote, even if it's nonpartisan, which we're not telling anybody how to vote. We're just saying go vote. I would argue if it came down to it that we're not saying you have to even vote. Just come up with a sticker and you get in free, right? So acquire a sticker and you get free admission to our show. But we're going to have simulcast from the stage. He's got a big screen behind it, and we're going to do some streaming and get live election results. Mike Steele, the voice of the Quad Cities, will be announcing results as they come in. We'll do a set for about 45 minutes starting at 9 o'clock. And hopefully we get a lot of people to come out.
And again, that is on election night, Tuesday, November 6th at Roztalks in Rock Island, getting underway around 8 o'clock. And Crash takes the stage at 9, you're saying, and the returns come in if everything goes as planned.
Right, you just don't
at 10.
Know. Yeah, I mean, we've seen crazy things happen with elections before, but hopefully we have results by then and we can start reporting them and hopefully celebrate.
All right, so there's a place to go on election night, November 6th. We are listening to 2017, the music in sequence, and Crash continues now with good old-fashioned news.
Alternative facts. Oh, yeah, he he's got to adjust. This man is not only playing bass guitar, but he's also playing keyboards with his feet. Let's hear it, you two, for Kim Murray, huh?
Hey!
Multi-instrumentalist. You know, talking about voting, Kim voted 3 times. Did you know that? All right, I'm joking. This is called Alternative Facts. Thank you.
Well, this seems like a good time to talk.
Yeah.
Where can folks find this new album? 2017, the music?
We decided this time not to do any hard copy, no physical copy, no CDs, no records, because every band that I know at the level we're at, and even some above, if I ask them, how many do you have left of your record? And they're like, garage full. And, you know, we run into the same thing. You've got to do minimum runs of 500 sometimes, and it's, at the level we're at, it's hard to move that much. So we're doing Bandcamp. It's a website that you post your stuff, you send people a link. It's public, and anyone can listen to it or download it. If you download it and put it into your iTunes, it runs really smooth, just like an album. All the spacing in between works out nice. And there's info in that. You can put artwork. We've done some lyrics and things about the songs. But so far, so good. The official release date is November 1st, with our album release at Roztalks on the 6th. But yeah, that's how we're doing it. We're just doing Bandcamp this time.
So if you went to Bandcamp right now, you would not find The Crash?
I made it public because I was trying to send private links to press outlets. Technologically, I'm not that smooth. So it wasn't working. So I figured a way around it was just to make it go public. But we're saying officially November 1st is the release date. So it's available now. If you go on there and check it out, you can hear the whole album.
Okay, just check it out, Crash, the band at Bandcamp, or Crash Bandcamp. And by the way, Crash is spelled C-H-R-A-S-H, in case you did not know.
Yeah, don't ask us why. It was a good idea many years ago.
And now you're stuck with it.
Now you have to explain to everyone that there's an H in there that you might not be looking for.
Well, I know at some point there was that little thing about if you say crash like trash, you know, it sounds the same.
It looks the same.
But that's way too clever.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we've been called worse.
All right. Right now we are listening to the new album, 2017, The Music, in sequence, and let's hear some more from Crash.
All right. And this would be Tweetstorm. Yeah. Tweetstorm. And if you listen on the track, on the record, there's actual tweet sound. Courtesy of Paul's phone, he figured out how to get it through the speakers and into the player, so it kind of trails out with a doop 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 doop. But it goes like this.
It's time to take a mower to grass Lizas. Go away. Not what you can do for your country, but what your country can do for you. All right, walk us out. Find our way to the end. Oh, oh. This one's called Division.
Season of division, taking map out and making incisions.
That's Division from Crash from the new album 2017, The Music, official release date of November 1st, and you can find it at Bandcamp from the band Crash, spelled C-H-R-A-S-H. And again, that election night event coming up at Roztalks in Rock Island on Tuesday, November 6th. Join Crash on stage there, and they'll also be guiding you through all the results of the midterm elections on November 6th. Phil Moss is our technical producer with assistance from Tony Daner and Chris Fenton, also operating the camera. I'm Mark Simmet, and a big thanks to Kim Murray on bass and devices.
Pleasure to be here.
Paul Bloomquist on drums.
Thanks for having us.
Chris Burnett, the vocalist, guitarist, songwriter in Crash. It was a pleasure to have you back here in Cedar Falls.
Thank you, Mark. Really
and
it.
I have to bring up, you were in another band before Crash called Tripmaster Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And some exciting news. I don't know if we're actually, we have a scoop here, but breaking news. Tell us about that.
Almost a year ago, Jamie Toll, who was in Tripmaster Monkey with me, he's a guitar player. He lives in L.A. now. He hit me up and said, hey, I'm writing some songs. Do you want to do some lyrics? And that's my favorite thing to do. So I was like, absolutely. And we were pleasantly surprised to find out that it worked. You know, you could trade files over internet now through GarageBand and work on them separately. And we got Wes Haas from now from Portland, Oregon, involved, and Marty Rahans from Davenport, the original four that made up Tripmaster Monkey, started working on these songs. And we've got about 14 songs, I think nine of which that we laid down tracks for. We did a, got back together at the end of September, and just culminates into a trip that we do annually. We go on a boat trip up in McGregor, Iowa, and get two houseboats and cook food on one boat and put equipment on another. We've about 20 friends, and we've done it for 17 years now. And just prior to this year's trip, which they were coming back for anyway, we got together and got in the studio and did basic tracks, nine songs, recorded with Pat Stolle at Future Apple Tree 2. Finest sounds available anywhere. And it's really, really exciting and fun to be writing songs and playing with that band again. That was a huge part of my life growing up. From the time I was 17 until I was about 27, we were an active unit. And although we've done reunion shows, we haven't written songs in almost 20 years. So there's no release date yet. There's no definite live shows. There's talk of us doing a possible Codfish Hollow show in April. If we can get it together, it's kind of hard with the geography. And but we're really excited about the material. I think it's Jamie's best work, and I think in the end it could be the best stuff that Tripmaster Monkey's ever done. So we'll be sure you get a copy.
Yes, please. We look forward to that from Tripmaster Monkey. But right now we're going to have a bit more from Crash here on Studio One. We've been listening to the new release 2017, The Music, in sequence. And this next one is called Thank You, Late Night. An interesting track, Chris.
Thank you.
With the audio you've got in there, that you can't really understand anything, mm-hmm. but I'm a late night viewer myself, so I can pick out voices on that, mm-hmm. familiar voices.
Mm-hmm.
So nice job on that one.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a trick to blend it all because we obviously don't want to step on any copyright infringements.
Right.
But I think we did the mix just well enough that you get a little bit of Stephen Colbert, a little bit of Trevor Noah, a little bit of Seth Meyers. I think Bill Maher's in there, Samantha Bee, and John Oliver. And if you mix them just right, you don't really hear anyone in particular. You just hear audience laughter and stuff. And it's an obvious concept in the song. Is just it's the sentiment is thank you, late night, for digesting the news for us, entertaining us. And every one of those people I mentioned would say, do not get your news from late night comedy. But I think a lot of us do.
Oh, yeah.
It's where I get a lot of the facts. And I get to laugh about it at the same time. And so this is just a homage to the late night crew, saying thanks for making troubled times a little bit funnier. I know that Gilda Radner was quoted one time saying that she would tune in nightly to Johnny Carson because she said if things were bad in the world, if there was a crisis or something going on, and she could check in and he was doing okay, she knew that we're all going to be all right. And I just thought that was really cool. So I kind of put it into a song.
All right. Well, here it is. Thank you, Late Night from Crash.
Already done it, I'd like to introduce the band to you now for the people on Facebook Live and listening at home. Over here, all the way from his home in Coal Valley, Illinois, we have Mr. Magic Murray, Kim Murray, on the bass guitar. He didn't know I was going to do that, so that's pretty nice that he could fit some finger licks in there. Behind me, directly behind me, friend to all he knows, one of the nicest people, darn good drummer. This is Paul Blomquist. I don't know if this will work or if it'll just look like the Karate Kid. This is the message we came to say here. We want you to vote. It's the only way you can get your voice heard. I said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times. You've been told this since you turned 18. It's your civic duty, it's your responsibility to cast your vote. Don't know if the vote's gonna go into a fair election process, but we'll find out. You certainly can't complain if you don't vote.
And so we'll close out this song with a few thank you late nights. And if there was a big audience here, I'd have everybody sing along. Feel free. Thank you late night.